All right, let's talk about The Whale 2022, starring Brendan Fraser in his first film in I don't know how many years. We haven't seen him in a long time. And of course, in this film, he looks terrible because he plays the part of someone who has morbid obesity to the point where he can't walk, he can't go downstairs his apartment. The film is directed by Darren Aronofsky, and it also stars Sadie Sink from Stranger Things. Hung Chow plays the part of Liz, his sister, and those were essentially the main actors in the film. This is almost a single room film. Basically, most of the entire film centered around the living space that Brendan Fraser lived in, who plays the part of Charlie. Just by watching the trailer, you get the sense this is going to be an emotional type of a movie. And let me say, tell you, it really was an emotional roller coaster. It starts off with Brendan Fraser, who plays the part of a remote teacher to, I guess, some young college students. And he was talking to them, but he told them his camera was broken. And then it zooms out and you get to see Brendan Fraser. And there was just so many emotional points in the film. So in the film, Brendan Fraser plays this morbidly obese guy named Charlie. And the reason why he's so overweight was because he lost his life partner who committed suicide, not sure, about 8 or 9 years, 10 years earlier. And he decided to cope with the pain by piling on the pounds and using food as medication. Contact was broken off with his daughter, who was played by Sadie Sink, and she was now 17 years old, and she comes back into his life. This really meant the world to Charlie because everything that he did was for her. He was saving money so that he could leave it to her. And at this point, I think he realized he wasn't going to be around much longer, and there was no point in calling an ambulance or getting any kind of medical care. He just wanted to live out his life and then leave his little bit of a nest egg to his daughter, Ellie. The person that was sort of taking care of him was played by Hung Chow, part of Liz. She was actually the sister of his life partner. She was really, really good. So both the supporting actresses were really good. Sadie Sink and Hung Chow played really good roles. He was asking his daughter, please write something for me. I just want you to write. Just be real. I want you to tell me something. Just write something down. And it's the same sort of thing he was telling his students. Please just write. Write what you feel. Write something original. He just wanted something real for once. One of the first emotional hits that hit me was when Liz told Charlie, this doesn't just affect you. It affects me. You're my friend. She was talking to Brendan about if he died. She was saying, your dying doesn't just affect you. It affects me. You're my friend. I mean, there were several other emotional points, the ones that I can remember. The other one was when he went into the bathroom and started crying. That was pretty sad. And then, of course, the ending. This was not a happy ending film. Now, Sadie Sink's character, Ellie, the daughter, she had all kinds of hate buildup and anger. She would tell him how much she hated him, and then she would take pictures of him and make fun of him on social media. She was just really mean, but played her part really well. She would have been, nobody wants anyone that angry at them, especially someone who's on his last few days of his life. And then you had Liz, the sister-in-law, I'm going to say. She would be bringing him meatball grinders, and on top of everything else he was eating, there was a pizza guy who was delivering 2 large pizzas every day. Then there was this one scene with Charlie where he was just devouring everything in sight, and it just gave you an insight into how he was in the condition that he was in. In my opinion, this is by far Brendan Fraser's best role. It's also showcasing the other two really terrific actors, up-and-coming Sadie Sink and Hung Chow, who had amazing supporting roles. Where I watched this film, there was only 4 people in the theater. Granted, it was a Friday afternoon. I definitely highly recommend this film. If this film doesn't get to you emotionally, there's not going to be, I don't know what will. This is a really, it's an emotionally drenching type of a film. I enjoyed watching it, and I enjoyed the performances, and I highly recommend it, and I give it 5 stars. This film's a little bit hard to watch, especially if you've ever experienced a loss in your life. But even if you haven't, if you have empathy, you definitely feel a lot of empathy towards Charlie in this film. So in a way, yeah, this is definitely a hard film to watch, but I think it has a lot of, I want to say depth, but it has a lot of feeling. It's definitely well worth watching. One of the things I wanted to mention was why this film was named The Whale. It wasn't because he was simply overweight. Instead, it was because there was a reference in the film about a essay that we come to find out that his daughter wrote when she was younger in grade school on the book Moby Dick. And it was something that he cherished because she wrote about how it made her feel. And she wrote honestly from her heart. And that's what he loved. And he just loved hearing it. And every time he thought he was about to die, he just wanted someone to read that to him. And it's sad and it's touching at the same time. But that's why they named this film The Whale.